Stanislav Markelov was gunned down last week after giving a press conference. He was walking towards the metro in the center of Moscow. I have to say, in a very upmarket district about 10 minutes away from the Kremlin and more or less right next to the main cathedral here, he got about 200 meters when a gunman came up to him from behind using a sort of arm with a pistol and shot him twice in the back of the head. And then at this point, the young journalist who was with him, who was a trainee journalist with the Novaya Gazeta newspaper, the kind of main opposition newspaper here, according to her colleagues, she tried to grab the gunman. And he sort of paused rather calmly and shot her in the head and ran off and disappeared into the metro. The most depressing thing about this story is as ever, when opponents of the Kremlin are killed, assassinated. There were basically no witnesses. There were no video cameras working, no police at the scene. The whole episode is depressingly reminiscent of the murder of Anna Politkovskaya, the campaigning journalist who was a very good friend of Stanislav Markelov's, who was herself gunned down in October 2006.
When Anna Politkovskaya was murdered, she was described by Vladimir Putin as an extremely insignificant figure, well known only in the West. How have the authorities responded to Markelov's death?
There's been a kind of awful silence, I think is probably the only way of putting it. There's been no statement at all from either Vladimir Putin, the Prime Minister, or from Dmitry Medvedev, the President, who's given many speeches talking about the need to turn Russia into a law-based state. Now, what Markelov's friends say, and I went to his funeral last week, it was very dramatic. His coffin was brought in, and then in Russian fashion, the lid was taken off, and his relatives kissed him on the forehead and said goodbye, threw carnations into his coffin before he was buried in a sort of snowy plot. But what they say is that the Kremlin's silence on this, on this dreadful murder, really is a sort of sign of tacit approval to the whatever kind of dark and reactionary forces actually killed him.
Is there much public outrage at his murder?
Well, that's the thing. His death has been covered very glancingly by the state-controlled TV here. His funeral merited 15 seconds on the evening news. So a lot of people simply don't know about it. Those who are better informed, those who are kind of liberals, Democrats in Russia, generally small in number and basically in Moscow and St. Petersburg, they've been outraged. They've laid carnations at the site where he was gunned down. They've lit candles. And I think it's a very depressing moment. I think it's a very depressing moment for Russia that, firstly, someone of his stature, he was a very famous human rights defender here. He had represented the families of Chechens who had disappeared. He'd supported anti-fascist groups, pacifist groups, journalists who'd been beaten up, other people who'd been tortured by the authorities. That his death can go really kind of unnoticed. No one seems to care. We seem to have got to sort of such a, you know, Russia seems to become such a sort of brutalized society that really anybody can be killed. And the depressing thing for Novaya Gazeta, the paper that he worked very closely with, is that four of their journalists have now been murdered since 2000. And of course, the big question here is who's next?
And is there any way of knowing, Luke, who killed Stanislav Markelov?
Well, I've spent a week trying to answer that question, and the problem is there are so many versions. He had so many enemies that the trail leads everywhere. He dealt with a number of cases. The case he'd just been talking about when he was killed was he represented the family of an 18-year-old Chechen girl who was savagely murdered in 2000 by a drunken Russian colonel who was subsequently convicted in 2003 and then paroled 4 days before Markelov was shot dead. Now, this colonel, Yuri Badanov, says he has nothing to do with the assassination and this is a sort of put-up job. But my personal suspicion is that the trail leads to Chechnya. He was dealing with a lot of sensitive Chechen cases, including representing the families of people who had been tortured in secret prisons, allegedly run by Ramzan Kadyrov, the pro-Moscow president, who's a close friend and ally of Vladimir Putin. Also, intriguingly, there was another murder 2 weeks ago in Austria when a 27-year-old Chechen exile who'd criticised Kadyrov was gunned down in the streets of Vienna amid suggestions that there is now a death squad in operation rubbing out enemies. So we don't know. But what we do know is that this is really a very grim time for Russia's sort of small, beleaguered community of optimists and Democrats.